This is Love Your Work, and I'm David Cadavy. I'm here to help you cut out the noise to focus. I asked you for your ratings on iTunes several weeks ago, and they have been pouring in. So thank you, Chef Tim, GT Beck, Resumovoir, Ah Echoes, Dylan Novisky, Fabman, Steven from San Francisco, Make Joy Studio, and, well, there's so many more. So if I didn't mention you, please know that it means the world to me that you took the time to rate the show. And it's even more amazing that you wrote a review. Here's one that hopefully resonates with you. It says, I came across the Top Failures episode right after I experienced an ego-destroying failure/setback and listened to this right afterwards. I felt better instantly, and it really helped me recover and realize I need to keep failing more. Thanks. That's great. That person is referring to episode 62, My Top Rejections. I'm glad that it helped someone because I had to relive all those rejections to bring that episode to you, and it kind of hurt. Anyway, if you haven't rated the show, you still can help grow the show. If you've enjoyed having guests like James Altucher, Dan Ariely, Jason Fried, and Laura Roeder in your ear, you can help me bring more of that to you. And it seriously takes only a few clicks. Just go to cadavy.net/iTunes, and that should take you directly to Love Your Work on iTunes or the iOS podcast app. Within a few clicks, you'll submit a star rating. You don't even have to write a word to help. And it really helps a lot. Okay, for this week's episode, I take focus really seriously. The way I see it, being productive is not about time management. It's really about mind management. If you're fully focused on the task at hand, you can have way more creative output. So I experiment with a lot of ways to deepen my focus. Some of the methods I've settled on are a little bit unconventional. I'm going to share them with you today. This article originally appeared on Medium. You can follow me on Medium at cadavy.net/medium. As you'll see in this article, I'll do just about anything to not have to deal with hassles. I want the basics to be taken care of so I can concentrate on doing what I do best, things like making this show. If you're a freelancer or a small business owner, FreshBooks can help you stay focused by taking care of getting paid. They just redesigned their cloud accounting software from the ground up. I actually just got off a demo call from them of their new software. You can see the status of all your invoices in one place. It will even remind your clients to pay you if you want. That's probably why FreshBooks users get paid up to 4 days faster. FreshBooks is offering a 30-day unrestricted free trial to my listeners. To claim it, just go to freshbooks.com/loveyourwork and enter Love Your Work in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Ten unconventional ways I achieve full focus. Many people dream of superhuman productivity. The best that you can hope for, really, is to always be fully focused on the task at hand. I am a mere mortal, but I've learned a lot about keeping myself focused. I even managed to integrate some of my philosophies into Google Calendar in the process. Warning, I am obsessive about this. I spare no detail in making the most of following my curiosity. And you might have different priorities, but here is how I keep myself fully focused. There are 10 ways. I'm going to list them first. 1, take sleep seriously. 2, build mindfulness. 3, keep a clean diet. 4, exercise. 5, build creative habits. 6, work with the ebbs and flows. 7, eliminate every distraction. 8, be a minimalist. 9, be a foreigner. And 10, there is only now. 1, take sleep seriously. Sleep helps consolidate your memories so you can make creative connections throughout the day. You can't cut corners on sleep, but you can make the most of it. I wear blue blocker glasses for 2 hours before bed. I stay away from social media or video content 1 hour before bed. I keep a bedtime. I wear a sleep mask, and I wear earplugs when I sleep. So I take sleep seriously. 2, build mindfulness. If you aren't aware of the inner workings of your mind, it can revolt on you. It will trick you into wasting mental energy on things that don't matter. I meditate for a mere 10 minutes every morning, but the real benefits come every few weeks when I do a really long 90-minute session. 3, keep a clean diet. Maybe you're one of those people who can eat anything and not notice the difference. I am not one of them. I eat a high-fat, ketogenic paleo diet with lots of vegetables that keeps inflammation down and keeps my brain running on ketones so I can focus. 4, exercise. Your body is the instrument that does the focusing, and it is the vessel that suffers the consequences if you can't. My exercise sessions are a habit, scheduled on my calendar. It is a mere 30 minutes, 3 times a week. I hire a trainer to design my program, so I don't have to think about my program. 5, build creative habits. I'm writing this article, on Thanksgiving Day no less, because I have a creative habit. When you build a habit, you don't have to spend mental energy deciding what to do. 6, work with the ebbs and flows. All the bits and pieces of your work and life feed one another like a perpetual motion machine, and your energy fluctuates anyway. I arrange not only my days, but my weeks so that my energy is harnessed, momentum is not lost, and I can recharge to do it all again. 7, eliminate every distraction. During my deep work sessions, I face a blank wall and wear earplugs. When my work is more suited for a cafe, I wear the best noise-canceling headphones that money can buy. I've used electric shocks to wean myself off Facebook, and I've replaced my bad habits with a reading habit. 8, be a minimalist. When I moved out of the U.S., I had to sell nearly everything. With fewer possessions, my mind is free to focus. Living in a furnished apartment where no object that surrounds me is of my concern also reduces my cognitive load. 9, be a foreigner. An added benefit of living in a foreign land is I'm exposed to much fewer relevant marketing messages in a given day. Any ad that I see is in a different language, aimed at people with different cultural baggage. I don't get junk mail. I'm free to focus. 10, there is only now. When you think you have 24 hours in the day, you invite yourself to procrastinate. If you find the 2-hour block during which you can do 3 times the work, you can't waste a moment. When you realize that there is only now, you won't procrastinate. You may already do some of these things, and some of these things may seem extreme to you. Whether it's one of these tactics or something you come up with all on your own, just remember that there are nearly endless opportunities to cut out distractions, deepen your focus, and make the most of every moment. I hope you found some good ideas in that article that will help you deepen your focus. I experimented with how methods like these have affected my creative productivity, and I ended up quadrupling my creative productivity last year. To find out how, listen to episode 58, How I Quadrupled My Creative Productivity. And if you appreciate all the work that goes into making this show, there are a couple of ways you can help support it. One is to subscribe. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Just hit the subscribe button. Another is to rate the show on iTunes. Just go to katavi.net/iTunes and click on write a review and click on the star rating. You don't even have to write a review. It just takes a couple of seconds. And do you like books? If you do, I'd love to send you my book recommendations. About 90% of them will be nonfiction on subjects spanning from biographies to neuroscience. Just go to katavi.net/reading, sign up, and you'll get my first set of recommendations right away. You'll be supporting the show if you buy any of those books through the links in the email. This has been Love Your Work, and I'm David Katavi. The theme music for the show is More Streets, performed by Spiderflower. Love Your Work is a production of Katavi, Inc.